Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, What to Do with Myself. This is a question that only humans can ask or could have any variety of answers for. The ability to ask this question sets mankind apart from every other living thing on the planet and presents an indisputable challenge to those who promote blind evolution and Darwinism as the origin of life and the human species on this planet. Why would humans be the only ones to develop this ability, and no other living thing even come close to ever having or developing it, or have a way to use it if they could? Because only mankind is made and created in the image of the Creator, the Lord and God of Israel. He gave us the ability to know we have a self that we can do things with. But knowing we have a self and knowing what to do with it is two different things and presents quite a challenge. The possibilities of what we can do with ourselves is wide and varied. When we look over the landscape and observe what others are doing with themselves, we begin to get ideas about what we can do with ourselves. Some of the things we observe are evil or bad, and some are not evil and good. We tend to get fretful or anxious when we begin to feel that others are doing things with their self and we are not, or that they seem to be doing better with their self than what we are doing. This impatience and anxiety often causes us to do something with ourself that is not in our self-interest. David in the 37th Psalm offered us a solution as to what to do with ourself. His suggestion was and is to allow ourselves to trust in the Lord, to delight in the Lord, and to rest in the Lord. By doing these things, God will give us our place within our hearts, desires, and He shall bring those desires to pass. One thing we should desire more than any other is to live with ourselves forever. This is one of the things David suggests the Lord will and can do. He will allow us to rest securely and indefinitely in the land. In contrast, the wicked shall soon be cut off, which is to say, they shall perish. But those who delight in the Lord will not be soon or ever cut off, but given the desires of their heart, which is above other things, to abide with the Lord forever. This is what we can and should do with ourselves. Instead of looking for things to do and imitating what we see others doing, let us trust, rest, and delight ourselves in the Lord and allow Him to bring it to pass. Bring what to pass? The desires of our hearts, which He shall give us, because we fret not over what others are doing, nor are envious of what they seem to have. But our trust is in the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth, the one who gave us, and only us, this ability to ask and answer, what to do with myself. You can hear the entire sermon again by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our latest Sunday School, Missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday school lesson. Don't forget to leave a comment or a question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.